Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, 7:39, time to take a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been reported to the Stowe Homeland Security Department in my hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts, over the last week.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
They were either walked in or called in, as they always are.
Yes.
And these are courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper, and thank you to them. On Monday, March 27th, at 8:40 p.m., an officer checked on a car in the Shaw's parking lot.
Again? Mm-hmm.
The car was backed into a concrete post. No one was injured.
Somebody was drunk.
You think so?
Yeah.
Somebody
had a little too much schnapps after dinner.
Yeah,
on Tuesday, March 28th, a caller from Adams Drive. This is at 7:32 a.m. A caller from Adams Drive reported that his neighbor's dog barks every day from 7 a.m. until 12 p.m.
Nothing worse.
No.
It had been a recurring issue for 9 months.
Yeah, stop leaving the friggin' dog outside while you go to work before you come home for lunch.
But do you call the cops on the dude? Well, can you just go talk to your neighbor? I mean,
maybe the neighbor was, you know.
If it's been going on for 9 months, but I'm sure there's been multiple conversations, maybe a couple of battles.
I've had a neighbor that had an excessive barking dog, and that I spoke to them many times and got nowhere, so I wound up having to call the PD.
Well, how about this one then? At 4:41 p.m., a caller from Warren Road reported that her neighbor's car alarm had been sounding for over an hour.
So you don't go look out the window and see if someone's, you know, stealing it or... car alarms are useless.
But don't you just walk and knock on the door?
Hey,
if they're not home?
Hello?
Then...
Hey, Martha. Hello?
Hello?
Are you? Mm-hmm. You know, your car alarm's going off. Hey.
Do you think these guys are like, and this is what I went to the academy for?
Yeah.
Like this one. Wednesday, March 29th, 9:33 a.m., a caller from White Pond Road reported that his black and white tuxedo cat had been missing for 2 days.
Well, it might have gotten eaten by something. Maybe one of the alpacas.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. On Thursday, March 30th, at 12:42 p.m., an officer observed two individuals sitting in a car at the Delaney Project.
Drug deal, prostitute.
Yeah.
Maid service.
Huh?
Both individuals slid down into their seat when the cruiser drove by.
Yes.
Yep.
So subtle.
Those crazy seniors in high school smoking pot.
They were playing video games on their phones. All was okay.
Oh, wow. Really? Yes. Quick, pull your phone out and put that away.
Right.
Yeah.
At 2:20 p.m., a caller from Sudbury Road reported that there were chickens in the road.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm. So many animal problems and stuff.
I know, right?
At 2:55 p.m., a walk-in reported that he paid an individual for 2 cords of wood, but only 1 cord was delivered.
I know what a cord looks like, and that's not a full cord, sir.
Serious.
An officer advised the man, and it turns out the second cord of wood was going to be delivered the following week. Saturday, April 1st at 5:38 p.m., a caller from Cross Street reported that two turkeys had been stuck in his yard for about 9 hours.
Oh, God. Vicious. I can't go outside.
How did they get stuck?
They probably flew up to a tree branch, flew down over his fence, and then couldn't get back up over.
Yeah. They can catch some air.
Yeah, they can get air.
They can get 8, 9, 10 feet in air, no problem.
So if they get stuck somewhere, they can't fly up over a fence or something
like
that.
Like if they misjudge where the branch was or something like that, maybe they couldn't get up over it.
I wonder if they were ritualistically walking in a circle. Making strange flapping gestures around a dead animal,
maybe
like
if
that
they,
video. All right. Well, That's the scary town I live in.
Man, I tell you, I don't know how you go outside. You might want to arm yourself. You get that, a piece.
If you see the tuxedo cat, call the police. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I have a home alarm system, because of those kind of things right there in Stowe 5-0.
Rock on the job with WAAF.
Listen to WAAF at work with your computer at WAAF.com.
Or download the free AAF app for your iPhone, Android, or tablet.
Boston's rock station.
Stream us at...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.